a synthesis, perhaps, of what is happening in America at this moment in history. Bernard and I both thought, though, that tonight we would try and broaden our conversation to include issues about Jewish identity, about the situation in the Middle East, which I'm sure are on the minds of many of you as they are on both of our minds. So without any more ado, please welcome Bernard-Henri Lévy. Bernard, I always look up to you, metaphorically and physically at the same time. Bernard, I wanted to start with something that comes naturally out of the book and what you're thinking and talking about in the book. One of the things you say in the book, and correct me if I didn't understand it correctly, is that one of the things you like or are impressed about in America is the possibility of multiple identity, of overlapping identity, whereas in France, one is either French, one chooses to be thoroughly assimilated and educated within the French system and becomes French. In America, it's possible to be simultaneously Muslim and American, to be simultaneously Jewish and American, in a way that's much richer and more multifaceted than the idea, the standard idea of identity in France. Is that a fair summary of your view?
I think so, yes. Maybe allow me first to say just one word to express my real joy and emotion to be here again in this place. I entered in this very special place for the first time 23 years ago for a lecture given by Elie Wiesel. And since this time, since this very great emotion of intelligence and of heart I had this day, my dream was to speak one day in this place. I did it when I published my book about Daniel Pearl, and it was such a great moment for me with David Remnick, who was sitting at my side, and to do it today again with Adam Gopnik, whom I admire so much. I admire so much. His book, From Paris to the Moon, who was a very important book, who was a sort of American Vertigo at the reverse. What I did in America with American Vertigo, he did it in France with From Paris to the Moon. And for me, this encounter here, on this very special moment of which I suppose we'll speak afterwards, which is a very dark moment on many respects and degrees, it is really warm to my heart. Well, I wanted to say that first of all.
Not to interrupt you, Bernard, but I think exactly what intrigues Americans and I think fascinates you is the fact that an institution of this one can exist in the United States. It's simultaneously a beating heart of Jewish intellectual life in New York and has been for many years. It's part of the general cultural life of New York, and at the same time, it's a very American institution. Isn't this place where we're sitting tonight, doesn't it typify exactly what intrigues you about American identity?
Exactly, and it is precisely the reason why I'm so glad to be here. Beating heart of Judaism, and maybe not, maybe a special Judaism again. The Judaism which seems to me expressed in this place is a humanistic, universalist, enlightened, or the most enlightened Judaism of this city. I had to be there, for example, 1 year ago for a meeting which I really regretted so much not to be able to attend, which was given by Judea Pearl and some of his friends about the book I Am Jewish, written and collected after the last words of his beloved son, Danny Pearl. And I know, because I had some friends who were there, this very night, it was a night of emotion, of sorrow, of mourning, but also of hope, and this special hope which humanistic Judaism is able to bear and to deliver. So for me, it's a real special place in America, special place in New York. And you are right, it is one example of what I say in American Vertigo about the miracle of America. We have also in France a good model of citizenship, and I love my country. I feel